Violet Vonderhaar has always had nautical themes in her life. Her father was a riverboat captain. Last year, her Columbia-based band, Violet and the Undercurrents, released The Captain, a double album centered around these themes.
When I started kind of working more nautical themes into my writing, and then I started to see this connection between all the songs, and then also just developing this character of a captain, of somebody who's the captain of their own life and their journey.
Violet and the Undercurrents include Vonderhaar on lead vocals and guitar, Phil Sean Johnson on drums, Linda Bott on bass, and Lizzie Weiland on lead guitar. This all-girl band has earned their place as a staple of Missouri music. The Captain took about 3 years to write, record, and design. Vonderhaar and Johnson joined us by phone and said this was the first recording they decided to press to vinyl. It was also their first project without a deadline.
We were able to sit back and listen to everything we had done in that session, you know, a week or two later, and really decide on if we liked what we heard or if we needed to improve upon things.
This process allowed the Undercurrents to explore new sounds as well as different images and emotions. That imagery plays out with the artwork included with the physical copies of the album. Vonderhaar created a collage for each song.
It ended up being a chance for me to just get to know the songs at a deeper level and, you know, try to understand what each of them meant to me, and also help to develop that concept of this character, of this captain, and try to tell the story through the imagery.
When it came time to finding a company to press The Captain to vinyl, Vonderhaar and Johnson recalled their difficult time trying to navigate the murky waters of the process.
We were very new to it. Everything didn't make sense. You know, but we knew that we had to kind of research a few different printing places to understand what was going on.
Eventually, they found a company that was able to answer all of their questions and put the album together in a way that suited the band. When delivery day came, Vonderhaar and Johnson were full of excitement.
Came in on a dolly with the truck in pallets. So I work at a drum shop downtown in Columbia called Access Percussion. And since we have lots of deliveries all the time, the owner was totally cool with us having our vinyl delivered there.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, no, Violet, you met me there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we took two cars to get all the boxes into our house.
But it was a pretty incredible feeling, you know, opening up the boxes for the first time and, you know, just seeing this vision come to life. Man, I just remember having butterflies in my stomach and, you know, because we didn't really know if it was going to turn out how we wanted until we were able to actually, you know, look at the product. So that moment of cutting the tape and opening the box and opening it up and seeing it exactly as I envisioned, it was an amazing feeling. It was so gratifying.
Violet and the Undercurrents have a lot of young fans. Vonderhaar kept that in mind as she created the artwork and the booklet for The Captain.
I remember as a young child opening the books that came with the CDs and memorizing all the lyrics. That was so impactful on me as a young artist. And that was part of the reason I really wanted to do that with this album. If we can help inspire any, you know, younger kids growing up to just be creative and follow their vision and their creativity and their passions, then that's, you know, it's worth all the work it took to put into it.
Thanks for tuning in to Soundcheck. I'm Jess Belisle.